Mishnah Hey, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, Ezra's decree was that a Baal Keri can neither say words of Torah nor brachas or any prayer. Now what happens if somebody who was a Baal Keri, he was standing in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, v'nizkar shu Baal Keri, and all of a sudden while he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, he realizes and remembers that he was a Baal Keri. So he shouldn't have really started davening. But now that he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, what should he do? Says the Mishnah lo yafsik, he should not stop Shmoneh Esrei straight away. Eliyakatzer, rather he should shorten his Shmoneh Esrei. So he should still say all of the brachas, but only the beginnings and the ends of each bracha. So for example, atal chonin l'odam da'as, and then skip straight to Baruch atah Hashem chonin ha'da'as. And then for the next bracha, hashevein avinim so'asecha, Baruch atah Hashem ha'reitzeh b'shuva. So he can finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei verbally since he started. Now the Mishnah implies that had you started Shema verbally, and then you realize you were a Baal Keri, you can't continue saying it. You should just think it. And the reason for this is because, as we've seen already, Shmoneh Esrei is so vital and necessary for everybody that everybody requires Shmoneh Esrei because everyone needs Hashem's mercy. And therefore, even though you shouldn't ideally do this, if you have started, we will allow you to complete your Shmoneh Esrei in order to ask Hashem for mercy. Now, the halacha is that in order to say words of Torah or tefillah, two conditions need to be fulfilled. Number one, his male organ must be covered so that he can't see it. And number two, midrabbanan, even if it's covered, there has to be something separating the male organ and his upper body. So for example, a belt, that's a separation between the male organ and the upper body. Says the Mishnah, Yorad Litbol. If the Baal Keri went down into the mikveh to immerse himself in order to become tahar, so that he could say Kriyas Shema, and it's before sunrise. So the Mishnah tells us, Im Yochel La'alus L'Hiskasos V'Likreis. If he's able, he's got enough time to come out of the mikveh, cover himself with clothes, and to say Shema, actually Tonitzachama, before the sun rises, before it reaches the time of Nates, then Yalav Yiskas V'Yikra. Then he should come out of the mikveh, cover himself, and say Shema. That's obvious. V'im Lav. But if there isn't enough time, I mean, if he does all of that, then Nates would have passed, and he'll have to read Shema after sunrise. Yiskas V'Mayim V'Yikra. He should cover himself with water, the water of the mikveh. He should use that as a covering, and he should read Kriyas Shema whilst he's in the mikveh. Now, if you'll recall, in the first parak, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim, when the latest time to say Kriyas Shema in the morning is. According to Rabbi Eliezer, sunrise is the latest time. But according to the Chachomim, you have until much later, until 3 hours of the day have passed. But this Mishnah even goes according to the Chachomim. Because even according to the Chachomim, those who are very particular about mitzvahs, and fulfilling them in the best way possible, say Kriyas Shema before sunrise. And therefore you see an amazing thing over here. Even though you're allowed to read Kriyas Shema after sunrise, you should still rather say Kriyas Shema whilst you're in the mikveh, not dressed properly, and you won't be able to say Shmoneh Esrei right after saying Kriyas Shema, which is considered very, very important. Even then, it's better to say Kriyas Shema before sunrise, just before Nates. So you see how significant and how important it is, and what an unbelievable mitzvah it is, to daven Kriyas Shema before Nates. Now the Gemara explains that the water of the mikveh cannot be clear water, because if it's clear water, and there's nothing really separating between your upper body and your male organ. So this would only apply if it's a bit muddy, it's a bit of a murky water, and then it's considered a significant enough separation, so you'd be able to say Kriyas Shema whilst in the mikveh. The Mishnah now tells us an exception. One cannot use the mikveh to cover himself if the water is very smelly, or if it's urine, or if it's some sort of foul-smelling water. Similarly, you can't do this in the water used for soaking flax, because again, it emits a very bad smell, and it's forbidden to say words of Torah and davening whilst you can smell this. Now, the following phrase of the Mishnah only refers to urine. If there is urine somewhere, in order to use it to cover yourself, you need to put water into it. If you add water to the urine, as long as it doesn't smell, you can use that liquid to cover yourself and say Kriyas Shema, or other words of Torah and davening. And finally asks the Mishnah, how far does one need to distance themselves from urine which water was not added to, or from excrement, which again has a very foul smell? The answer is, 4 amos, 4 amos, as long as you cannot smell it from that far. If you can still smell it 4 amos away, then you'd have to distance yourself even further until you can no longer smell it.